Welcome to this serving of the BYOB podcast series, sponsored by Legal Typist Incorporated and hosted by legal virtual assistant Andrea Canavina. That's me. In today's installment, I speak with Jack Newton, co-founder and president of Clio, www.goclio.com, which is a web-based practice management solution for solos and small firms. Along with covering just what Clio is and how it helps attorneys, Jack and I also discuss security and how to properly work with sensitive information in the cloud. Now grab your beverage of choice and let the calls go to voicemail. For the next 20 minutes, hang with Jack and me virtually while we speak some geek and give you a practical education about web-based practice management technology.
First question I have is, exactly what is your product and how does it help lawyers?
So Clio is a web-based practice management system, completely web-based, so unlike other practice management systems that you might be familiar with, there's no software to install or configure or purchase. You actually just subscribe to the website on a monthly basis, and if you have a web browser, you're able to access the service. That's literally all that's involved in getting up and running with it. And in terms of what Clio actually is, in terms of practice management functionality, we provide a web-based tool for managing your matters, your tasks, your critical deadlines, and so on. And we also offer tools for tracking your time, generating bills, and have a feature called Client Connect that allows lawyers to easily collaborate with their clients, securely share documents with their clients. They can even send bills to their clients and get those clients to pay the bills online using a credit card or even a bank transfer.
Excellent. Excellent. That sounds like it would be a very helpful thing to a lot of people. Now, as you know, most of my clients are attorneys, and I'm all about security and confidentiality. So how is it exactly that your product or service is protecting the confidentiality, not just of my clients, but of their clients' information?
Right, and you know, I completely appreciate where you're coming from with those concerns, and I think that any lawyer looking to put their data in the cloud should ask the prospective vendor what they're doing to protect their data. At Clio, we protect the lawyer's data and their client's confidentiality through a multi-layered security system. First of all, there's the physical security of our actual servers, and our servers are located in what are called SAS 70 Type 2 certified data centers. So what the SAS 70 Type 2 certification means is that the data center adheres to very strict security procedures and implements specific measures to prevent unauthorized access to the servers in question, and also ensures that they implement a wide variety of redundancy features such as backup power supplies, backup network connections, and so on, so that no one single failure can bring down the servers. So these are very, very highly secure data centers that you literally need, you know, biometric access to enter the server rooms and so on. So that's the physical layer taken care of, and now there's the security of actually being in the cloud and the web-based
right.
security features. So one of the things we've done is we've actually employed the services of one of the largest security companies on the internet called McAfee to perform a daily security audit on our servers. And what they're doing in this security audit is McAfee employs a number of what are called white hat hackers, which basically means they're ethical hackers that will try their best to hack into our servers and compromise our security. So one way of looking at this is if you're worried about your home security, one of the best ways to ensure it's secure is to hire a locksmith to try to break into your house. And if you're able to fend off the locksmith, you're going to be able to fend off your average thief. And that's exactly what we're doing with this McAfee security audit from Clio. So if you go to the Clio website, what you'll see on the foot of our website is a McAfee Secure logo, which indicates that we've basically successfully fended off this security scan that they've performed, and that's actually updated every single day. That special badge is actually time-stamped.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the most important security measures we're doing to protect our clients' data in the cloud. And the last layer of security is the actual data communication link between Clio's Cura servers and the end user's computer or laptop. And, of course, we could implement all the security in the world, and if we're not communicating over a secure link over the internet, it would be possible to eavesdrop on that communication. So what we do is we employ bank-grade SSL encryption for all of those communications, which essentially means that your communications with Clio are encrypted using the highest grade of encryption that's commercially available, so that you could actually securely access your Clio data even over a wireless connection at your local Starbucks and still be communicating with the server securely.
Okay, that's great. Now, what about your backup procedures? You know, everybody, that's a big concern, because if your servers go down, what happens to everybody's information? Where are those servers located?
Right, and that's, next to security, I think backup procedures are probably the second most important concern that that lawyers should have around a software as a service provider. And at Clio, our primary servers are physically located in California, and we back up the data locally to the same data center 4 times per day. So we basically take a snapshot of the state of the Clio database 4 times per day, so that if there was some kind of catastrophic failure, you'd never be looking at a data loss period of more than 4 hours.
Okay.
And then we back up those backups once per day to 4 different geographic locations across the United States. And that's to prevent, again, any single disaster scenario, like, for example, an earthquake in California, from bringing down our main data center and bringing down our backups. And additionally, we allow users to conduct their own backups and exports out of Clio. And I think that's something that is extremely important, again, is just taking the whatever measures are possible to ensure that you're not only depending on the software as a service provider to do backups, you're also doing your own backups, and we do provide users facilities for doing that directly out of Clio.
Okay. Well, that's great to know. Okay, now what about your end users? I know, I get people who contact me all the time, and some of them are Mac people, most of them are not, they're PC people, but is there, like, any requirements such as using Internet Explorer, Firefox, Windows, Mac, or the various, even the handhelds now that are able to connect to information on the cloud? Do you have limitations?
No, we don't, and I think that's one of the biggest single advantages of moving to cloud-based applications, is that it really liberates the end user to choose the operating system of their choice. So this is highlighted even at Clio. Each one of our developers actually uses a different combination of web browser and operating system based on their personal preference. So we have Windows users that are using Internet Explorer. We have Mac users that are using Safari. I personally use a Mac, and Google's new Chrome browser, which I find to be a terrific browsing experience. So the short answer is no on the web browser front. Internet Explorer, Firefox, Safari, and Google Chrome are all supported in Windows and Mac, and for the free software enthusiasts out there, we even have a couple of Mac users using Clio. And in terms of the mobile applications, I personally think that mobile is one of the most important trends, I guess, in the legal profession in 2010. I think we'll see a real explosion of exciting things happening in the mobile space for lawyers over the next 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And as such, we've invested in supporting mobile really well with Clio. So we have a customized application for the iPhone, the Palm Pre, and all Android-based phones, such as the Google Nexus One and the Motorola Droid.
Oh, excellent. That's great to know. Because I know that everybody is different when it comes to their technology, and people are very different when it comes to their, what I like to refer to as their personal mobile device. And it's nice to know
exactly.
That you go across all browsers, and I'm very, very happy to have heard a Palm device in there, too, because I'm a Palm girl, and I never hear anybody say they support Palm.
Yeah, well, the Palm Pre's, I think Palm's definitely made a comeback with the Palm Pre, and you're right about mobile devices being really a personal choice. When you talk to somebody that loves their Palm Pre, you could try to convince them of the merits of an iPhone, and it'll fall on deaf ears. They're really married to that device, and that's why we've found that supporting multiple mobile devices is so important, just because it is a personal decision as to what's the best fit for best fit for you.
Right. Okay, great. Now, this kind of leads me into the next thing is, does your tech handle email? And by email, I mean perhaps the administration as well as the use of email.
So one thing Clio doesn't do is implement a direct email client within Clio. And we think this is one of the directions that we're quite confident in our decision not to do that, just because there's so many great email applications out there,
mm-hmm.
that the right way to integrate with email isn't by reinventing another email client. Somebody's using Outlook or somebody's using Google Apps or Gmail. Just like the mobile phones, those are really personal choices, and you're not going to easily switch them from that. So instead, in Clio, what we've done is provided a good way of recording those emails in Clio.
Mm-hmm.
And the two methods we have right now are the notes section in the matter in Clio and the notes section for a contact in Clio allow you to attach relevant emails directly to a contact or a matter that you're wanting to track correspondence against. And another feature at the matter level that some users use is Adobe Acrobat actually has a really excellent email archiving function that will include the email as well as attachments in an actual PDF. And some of our users produce those PDFs and then upload those attachments to the document management system in Clio,
mm-hmm.
attach those to the relevant matter and use that as their method of capturing email. So basically we provide a way of recording emails and you're able to view your correspondence to and from a client using that system, but we don't directly implement outgoing email within Clio.
Okay, so if I'm an Outlook user, I can sync my Outlook to Clio?
That's right. We have a new tool called Clio Sync that allows you to do a bi-directional full synchronization between Clio and Outlook.
Okay. I just wanted to get that out there. Okay, and when I'm doing these interviews, my favorite thing is to ask everybody, because everybody's a little bit different, but if you had one piece of information to give somebody about increasing their online security, what tip would that be?
So I thought about this for a little while, and you know, although it's a simple-sounding suggestion, I think it's one that's overlooked surprisingly often, and that's just picking a really good, strong password. You know, a large number of security breaches, you might remember the large security breach at Twitter last year, for example, where all sorts of internal company documents were stolen and so on. That was just, you know, from an internal Twitter employee choosing a poor password. So pick a good password, and, you know, while worrying about all of the big security issues like SSL encryption and SAS Type 2 data centers and so on, picking a poor password at the end of the day is like putting a $3 padlock on the front gate to Fort Knox. You're securing everything but the front door.
Right.
In that vein, I've got a couple of tips for picking strong passwords. The majority of password compromises are through hackers using what's called a dictionary attack, where, as you might guess, they literally go through a dictionary and frequent words that are used in passwords and frequent word and number combinations used in passwords to just guess at the passwords and use a brute force technique to defeat the password protection. So basically avoid dictionary words in your password. Don't put things like dog or password into your password. And one special trick that I like to employ, I read about this once and like to pass it on when I'm telling people about passwords, is to basically you want what looks to be a random collection of letters in your password. But of course, when you use a password generator that has a random collection of letters, you can never remember them, and you end up writing down your password on a sticky note, which is worse than picking a weak password in the first place. So here's a trick that helps you remember what looks like a random string of characters, and that's to take one of your favorite songs, you know, for example, take the Rolling Stones song Satisfaction,
mm-hmm.
and there's a verse in there, I can't get no satisfaction,
mm-hmm.
and take the first letter of each of those words from that verse of the song you like, and it, for this Rolling Stones song, you end up getting ICGNS, and work that into your password with a special character like an ampersand or an exclamation mark along with three or four digits that, again, shouldn't be your birthday, just some three or four digits that you can easily remember. And you'll be immune to dictionary attacks, and you'll end up having a very strong password that at the end of the day you can remember. So that's my one security tip.
Wow, that is really an interesting
Thanks
way
for
to
joining
develop
this
a
version
password
of the
strategy,
BYOB
and I really like it. I've
podcast,
never heard that one before.
Sponsored
Thank
by
you
Legal
that,
Typist
please.
Incorporated.
You're welcome.
www.legaltypist.com. www.thewebbased.com. Please visit our sponsor and call or email if you have any questions. Have a great day.